Tango Mobile.
Your morning again, Rusty. Just leaving Wally World in 0TR. Come down, Rusty.
We do Tango Mobile.
You got your volume down, Rusty, in 0TR Mobile.
Shadow of a fleet.
Oh, we're just leaving Walmart, headed back down Wade Hampton.
Fuddruckers, I got here ahead of the lunchtime crowd, and I am headed home. And they got some dark clouds over here right now.
I can see them from where I'm at. And here comes an ambulance, I think. Yeah, so I'll drop the mic here for a second. Yep, Greenville County ambulance headed towards the horse pistol.
Coming back from somewhere yesterday, and there was one on the road coming at me. And, yesterday. It was Sunday. I was headed out to get me some lunch Sunday, and one come flying up the road, so... And now I'm full of a hamburger and some french fries and a couple of very good oatmeal raisin cookies, and now I'm on the way home.
Well, yeah, we just went to Aldi's and Walmart and headed back to Home Depot and then the bank, I think, to get a reverse mortgage so we can afford to buy groceries, hi.
I went and bought a couple of chicken breasts the other day, and they were about $7 so for two of them, and that was just a little over a pound of chicken. So I'll figure out, I'll put those in the air fryer and cook them up, and then I'll slice them and make sandwiches or whatever. The other day I took some, I got still got a little bit of it left, and made me a chicken salad sandwich with apples and craisins and hard-boiled egg in it, a little bit of mayo, and that was a good salad.
Sounds good. We had breakfast pizza this morning. Bernice said that a pound of butter at Aldi's now is $3.99.
Cheaper than other places.
Yeah, it's just gotten ridiculous. Thank you, Joe.
Been a low spot.
Just had a motorcycle go past us here. It's in 0TR.
Hi again. The section I go to on this road I'm on right now, it's got a couple of low spots as you move around, and the reception will get rough because of the thickness of the trees along this road over here. So, it is what it is, you know.
We haven't eaten at Fuddruckers for ages, years, I guess, but it was pretty good as I remember it. How is it nowadays, and how expensive is it?
I got the lunch special, third-pound hamburger with fries and a drink for $9.50.
It's normal nowadays, isn't it?
I've gone, Culver's would be a little bit more expensive for something like that, but... Yeah, it's not bad. The food is good, and I have a deal with the gal that runs the bakery area. I've known her for a number of years. She's been out to the food bank where I work occasionally, and so I see her out there, and I've known her for years since she's been working there, and a couple other places she worked over here at the Spartanburg restaurant. So I go in there, and I need a couple of oatmeal raisin cookies. She just wraps them up and gives them to me.
Nice to have friends in high places. Ah, shoot. Well, I guess we got an unexciting day, and I haven't been on the radio much, but I checked out that 160-meter vertical when it was kind of in a temporary spot and not as high, and it was perfect on 160, but it didn't want to tune the other bands very well. Well, after I got it up to where it's at now, I tried it last night and it seemed like it's going to work on the bands up to 30 meters, and that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, that is. Just went by one of these mini marts at the corner of my road here that is a Circle K, and they have been having having Exxon as their fuel, their gas, for a number of years. Now I'm going to find me another Exxon station. Anyway, the price for gas there the other day when I got it was $3.23 or something like that, and it was Exxon gas. Today it's Circle K gas, and it's $3.49, so go figure. Sounds like I don't know what they're doing. And when I went by the tank farm out on the road, I had to go down to Jonesville today. I saw one of their tankers out there getting ready to be filled up with gas. So, it is, you know, they do all their things, and it's hard to tell what the price of gas is. I haven't heard anything about gas going up lately, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. OPEC told Biden that he was going to cut it by... they was going to cut their oil production 2 million barrels a day, and it immediately started going up. I don't know how much. He's trying to keep it down before the election, of course. But he's probably going to open up the strategic reserves again, which is a real dumb move. I'm telling you. Putin, he feels surrounded now, and there's no telling what he's liable to do. It's a crazy world out there. Well, it was 309 at Wally World down here in Taylor's.
Okay for me to drive to save 40 cents, $0.40 a gallon. But it might be worth it, you know, because I don't think it cost me a gallon of gas to come that way. But I'll tell you what, the biggest, stupidest thing that was done was shutting down the oil pipeline system through the U.S. from up to wherever it comes down. So that was the dumbest thing that the government has done. So anyway, well, I'm about to pull back in the yard, and I'll get my signal will get real lousy. So I'm going to go say 7-3s. You and Bernie have a good one, and I'll be on the radio inside in a little bit. WU2T clear.
Yeah, you're right about that, Rusty. All righty, yeah, we're just about to Home Depot. Have a good day. 73s and 02 are clear.
Hey, did I make the right turn when I turned left back there?
Yes, sir, you did. That's 133.
All right, I wasn't 100% sure, but it looks a lot like the road I came up on. But out here in the country where there's nothing but trees on both sides of the road, it's kind of hard to tell.
It's me. And I'm over here on Mile Creek Road. It's, I wind around it a little bit, and it'll change to another road, and it'll change to another road, and then I'll come out over there on Highway 8.
Is it from where you're from, Easley to 6 Mile, how long of a ride is that?
Minutes.
I drive the speed limit from Greer, and I go up and across 11, where there's only two red lights between me and Jack's house. It's a one-hour drive, if I drive the speed limit.
Your speed limit, I know that.
Well, lately I'm getting a lot better at it than I used to be. I'm just not in as much of a hurry as I always was. Now, that didn't happen immediately. That's a gradual transition.
Not far as to slow down a little bit. you know, that's always good. You know, it's not a bad thing to slow down a little bit. I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you going over there and doing that computer. That was something I couldn't do. I could probably have made it through, but it wouldn't have been in such a short period of time.
Didn't run into any hiccups or, you know, things that drug it out and made it take a long, long time. But sometimes you can't tell with computers and programs where on websites, you just never can tell. So we got pretty lucky with that one. He does need to get something faster than that hotspot, though, and maybe upgrade that computer.
A solid state drive computer and good internet access, boy, that thing would be lightning fast, wouldn't it?
It probably used to be a lot faster than it is now, but as they get older and more stuff gets loaded on them and more time goes by, they do slow down. They do get slower and slower as programs get smarter and smarter. And, you know, if you don't keep up, it gets really slow.
That's my my problem. I can't keep up. It goes so fast.
Faster is better when it comes to computer, but you don't get that without, you know, having to pull your wallet out.
Yeah, like I said, I bought that solid state drive I got at the house now, and I just bought a new laptop, and Joy wanted it, so I gave it to her, and it's got the other type of drive in it, and she saw how fast mine was, and she says, huh, I think we'll just swap back. I said, uh-uh. I said, you wanted that laptop, you got it.
Normally, she asked me before she'll get it, and she went to her IT guys at work and said, what's the best laptop I can get? They told her, she went out and bought it, she brought it home, and sure enough, they were right. It was a Lenovo or something like that, the hardware. Something I had never been to even look at. And back when we were, when COVID was out, and I was holding protein, that thing would keep up with my laptop three times as much as her laptop. And it would keep up. It had the ability to keep up with it. So, I never can tell. Yeah, that's the.
Yes, well, I'm glad that she got what she wanted, and it's, it can keep up with everything. You start to get into that bad spot over there, Dave. I'll say 73 to you for now. Again, I appreciate you doing the computer work, and didn't mind riding over there and watching. I learned a lot. You go home and get your doings done, and I'm going to go do mine, and we'll meet back at the pass a little bit later. 73 there, young man. W4DJW, KI4DOS Mobile.
Have a good day. Hello. Cat 4DOS, W4DJW Mobile.